It's 12 minutes to 11 o'clock. Dave Phillips in for Sam Walton till 3 o'clock. And if you're wondering why I'm here for an extra hour, it's not that Steve Lord is slacking. It's just that we've sent him down to Birkenhead. And he's on the phone now to tell us exactly why he's down there. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dave, and welcome to Camelot Football Club for the final of the Cheshire West Football League Cup Final. Yes, the Cup Final being played here, and over the years we've got involved as sponsors for the Cheshire World and Football League. We publish the results of the league games every week on our website. And this year, the final features the top versus the bottom of the league. The Wagon and Horses FC from Blakeham play Sutton Rangers from Little Sutton. And Wagon and Horses are unbeaten in the league this season, winning all their games so far, losing just one of their cup games, whereas Sutton Rangers are bottom of the table, have only won four of their games so far this season. So, is the magic of the cup going to apply, and are we going to see a cup upset today with Sutton Rangers beating the favourites Wagon and Horses from Blakeham? Well, we will see. As I was saying, D-Radio is one of the sponsors of the final, and so after the game I've been asked to help present the cup to the winners of the game, so we're looking forward and proud to doing that after the game. We'll have score updates for you on Twitter, so on Twitter we'll have some score updates on there, as we do for D-Sport, and then of course later on, Dave, we're back with D-Sport, as you said, at 3 o'clock.
Okay, thanks for that, Steve, and we'll catch you for a half-time match report a little bit later on, and it's an 11 o'clock kick-off in that game this morning, isn't it?
It is, yeah. All welcome to come down here. Camelot Football Club. Obviously, it's a stadium where they've got stands here as well, where you can go and watch the game. And looking around here now, Sutton Rangers has got quite a large following over there in their stand. And so has the Wagon and Horses as well. So it's going to be quite a good atmosphere here as well.
Okay, thanks for that, Steve. Catch you later. Right, song on the way in a moment from Paul Russell, but it's half-time over at the Camelot Football Ground, where Wagon and Horses from Blakeham are taking on Sutton Rangers in Ellesmere Port in the Chester and Wirral Football League final, and we've got a half-time match report on that now from Steve Lord.
Thank you, Dave. Welcome back to Camelot. 1-1 is the half-time score here, and this game getting off to a typical cup final game, really, and we thought that Wagon would really rule this game because obviously their league position as against the Sutton Rangers. It's not the case. Sutton Rangers coming back into this game right from the very first half, really, having all the action and getting the first goal as well in the 17th minute of the game. And when the Sutton goalkeeper had saved the ball, it came out towards this 25-yard screamer taken by the Sutton number 11 and in the back of the empty net. So they've taken the lead. Wasn't for long, though. Literally 4 minutes later, in the 21st minute of the game, the Wagon equaliser from a free kick on the edge of the box. Again, the number 11 to beat the keeper for the equaliser. So it really has been quite a really good cut-and-thrust football cup final, as you'd expect, really, with both sides. Been quite close. The quality of football at this level is also very good as well. A lot of passing on the ground as well. And I've been really impressed by the quality of the football that's been played here by the boys this morning. We've had two bookings, one for Sutton and one for Wagon. But here at Camelot, the half-time score between Wagon and Sutton is 1-1.
But if you've been listening today, you'll know that Steve Lord's been at the Camelot Football Ground in Birkenhead for the final of the Chester and Wirral Football League between the Wagon and Horses in Blakeham and Sutton Rangers in Ellesmere Port. That game is now over, and we've got a full-time match report on it from Steve.
Thank you, Dave. Yes, the Wagon and Horses who get through and on penalties in the end and win the Chester and Wirral Football League final here this afternoon. It was 1-1 at half-time into the second half, and there was a real midfield battle, very tight between both sides for most of the second half. Couple of shots on target as well, where Wagons could have won it with Harley Benjamin, in particular, shot just wide and again saved by the goalkeeper. And it's starting to open up with Sutton has also come back as well, having shots on goal. But in the end, it was 1-1 at full time. So it goes to penalties, and Wagons take all their penalties and get all five goals. And Sutton, I'm afraid, don't. They had two saves. Connor Ward, the Wagons goalkeeper, made two excellent saves there during the penalty shootout. So it is literally right down to the end of it. A very entertaining cup final for the neutral here today in terms of both teams playing some really good football, passing around on the ground, some good link-up play as well. and Sutton gave them a really good go, because everybody thought really that the Wagon and the Horses would walk this game this afternoon. Of course, they're top of the table, undefeated so far in the league, and Sutton are the bottom of the Chester and World Football League, and really thought it'd be a walkover for Wagons. But they made it very difficult, Sutton. They made it difficult for Wagons, and for the neutral watching the game, it was certainly entertaining. And in the end, the lottery of the penalty shootout, which decided the results of this game this afternoon. And it's a great privilege from my point of view, Dave, just to present as well on behalf of D-Radio the cup and all the medals at the end of the game as well.
A busy day for me. Earlier on today, I was at Camelurds for the Chester and Rural League Cup final. Camelurds Football Club this morning. And thank you to league organisers, Ray Carr, for inviting us down there. And what a privilege it was presenting the medals to the players and, of course, the cup to the winning captain of the Wagon and Horses Football Club, of course, in Blaken. 1-1 it was at full time. Both goals scored in the first half. In the end, Wagon Horses won 5-2 on pens, with Wagon's goalkeeper saving two of those pens as well. And after the game, I caught up with George, the manager, and also the captain as well. First question, it wasn't a walkover for you as predicted, of course, the Wagon's unbeaten in the league, playing bottom of the table, Sutton Rangers.
The result's the result at the end of the day, my mate, as long as we're taking that cup back home to the pub with us, that's all we was after. Massive, massive result. I think the lads left it all on the pitch as well. It was a great game of football for the spectators to watch. Maybe not for us in management, as say. But, yeah, all round very happy with ourselves, yeah.
Yeah, so 1-1 it was at half-time, yeah. And then it goes, of course, into the second half and a few chances here and there. But down to the pens, 5-2 in the end to yourselves, and two great saves by the goalkeeper.
Amazing, yeah. Definitely received the Man of the Match performance for that one, so we've got to give a big shout-out to Connor Ward for his Man of the Match performance. The cat, we like to call him.
So, I mean, it's been a great season for you, isn't it? Because obviously you've been unbeaten, I think, in the league the whole season, is that right?
Yeah, one game left to go in the league. We've not lost or drawn. 100% record. We're not 100% whether it's ever been done before. They're looking into it, but massive season all either the less, like whether it has or hasn't been done.
So, I mean, a shout out really for Sutton, because obviously they were bottom of the table and before the start of the game, and thought it would be a walkover for you, really. And it was a really good cup final, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was super intense. I think we've got to hold our hats off to Sutton in a way, haven't we, Key, to be fair. We never want to come into a game thinking we're going to win, if you get what I'm saying, but we were confident, I'll say the least, and then by the time half time come, I think we was a bit more, me and Tom, my assistant manager, we was a little bit on edge, you know. We had a big half time team talk to get the lads back together, and they took us over the end. I thought we could have won it in 90 mins at the end. A couple of great saves from their keeper, I'll have to add, to be fair. But yeah, our keeper made some great saves. It was a great game of football all round, to be fair.
Yeah, great. Let's bring in the captain. It's Kieran, is that right? Yeah, Kieran. Did the game go as you planned, or do you think it went a bit in Sutton's favour as well?
Well, they stepped up to the mark, like you said. They was bottom of the league, and then they've come here to a cup final, and they matched us. First half, they were on us, 1-1. Second half, we had, like George says, we had come in, had to have a good, get us rallied up again, and I think second half we were on top. But yeah, I wasn't expecting that performance from them as such, yeah.
Yeah, so they gave a good go, didn't they, as a cup final. And a typical cup final, you never know how it's going to go. And they went down to penalties in the end. And what was your thought when they went down to penalties?
Well, I would have first have won it in the 90 minutes, and we should have, but you've got to play the game, haven't you? Pens, yeah, a bit tense, but take my hat off to the keeper, Connor Ward. Excellent, he should have saved all three. One got unlucky and spin off him and went in, but as long as we got the cup home, that's all that matters.
Absolutely. Been a great season so far for you?
Yeah. We've competed. Last season, we won the Kaiser Shield. And then this season, we got many players on board, decided to make a Resi's team, and we just took both leagues, we took it by storm. It's a good season, like, to be involved with the Wagon.
Definitely. Minute, really, aren't we, I believe. We're setting the standard for Chester at the minute, I believe. We've had a massive season, both teams, looking like we're going to do a league double, reserves and first team. They've just won the Kaiser Shield on Wednesday. We've won the League Cup today, and we are in the semi-finals of the Life Members Cup. So, immaculate season so far, to be fair.
Yeah, great. Listen, guys, congratulations once again, and well done. And go off and celebrate with the rest of the team.
Thank you very much, mate. Up the way.
I think there'll be some sore heads tomorrow for those celebrating at the Wagon and Horses over there in Blaken tonight. So once again, congratulations there to the team winning the Chester and Wirral League Cup final earlier on today.
Chester's D Radio Sport with Liverpool FC. The new 24-25 season LFC Nike home kit is available to pre-order in store, online and via the official store app for delivery from 16th of May.